Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, November 26th, 2020. First, a quick programming note. At the time of the recording and production of today's briefing, we still hadn't seen a comprehensive overview of yesterday's meeting of Minister Presidents and Chancellor Merkel and the resulting confirmed new Corona regulations. As soon as we do, we'll pass along the details. Now, on to the news. A new study and report recommends the introduction of a mandatory public transport fee and a city toll in Berlin. With these two sources of money and regulation, the previously limited income of public transportation could be increased and sufficient investments could be made. The feasibility study entitled Supplementary Instruments for Financing Berlin's Public Transport System was commissioned by the Berlin Senate Department of Transportation. According to the Senate administration, there is a great need for investment in order to keep public transport efficient, but at the same time comfortable, climate-friendly, and compatible with the city. However, the money available through ticket sales and tax subsidies is not enough. This third financing pillar could generate the urgently needed revenue. Seven sources of income were examined: a general public transport ticket, a guest ticket, contributions from property owners, commercial enterprises, or accommodation providers, a city toll, and parking fees. The report states that above all, quote, a general public transport contribution, a city toll, and area-wide parking fees can be considered as effective measures for Berlin, both from a fiscal point of view and with regard to strong traffic effects. Here, further investigations were made in order to see to what extent they could be implemented. One of the ways suggested could be an obligatory public transport ticket for all Berliners. If children and the severely disabled were excluded, the model calculation would result in 3.12 million Berliners having to pay this contribution. The core idea of such contribution-based financing is that all Berliners make a regular payment to the state of Berlin, regardless of whether they use local public transport. In contrast to the tax, the contribution income could be used for the maintenance and improvement of public transport. In return, citizens could use local public transportation completely free of charge, at least outside of rush hours, and it would also be possible to buy tickets at reduced prices. And on the subject of city tolls, the report states, quote, in addition to the hoped-for reduction of noise and air pollutants, the generation of revenue is an important and welcomed side effect. The city toll could be levied within the S-Bahn ring. For example, tolls could be paid by everyone who enters the city between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m., and the amount of the toll could be set at 5 or 8 euros. The study states that parking space management could also be introduced throughout the S-Bahn ring, bringing the economic value of parking spaces, which up to now have been almost free of charge, into line with the tight price structure of other forms of use, such as the residential and commercial sectors. Parking could cost 3 to 4 euros per hour, and resident parking permits between 120 and 240 euros per year. The report adds that city tolls and parking space management are particularly suitable for influencing the choice of transport mode. This applies all the more the higher the cost burden is on motorists. A new collective bargaining agreement for the approximately 14,500 employees of the Berlin Public Transport Company, or the BVLG, is off the table for the time being. And in return, all employees will receive a tax and social security contribution-free Corona premium of 900 euros. The Verdi Trade Union and the Municipal Employers Association have agreed on this in their collective bargaining for local public transport. The bonus is to be paid out by the end of the year, and trainees will receive a reduced figure of 225 euros. In addition, Verdi and the Employers Association agreed to allow the terminated collective agreement to continue to apply for the time being due to the corona situation. The collective bargaining was adjourned until the end of May of next year. From April, both sides want to negotiate a new collective agreement. Anka Steer, the Employers Association chief negotiator, stated, quote, "Against the background of the challenging overall situation and the currently incalculable economic impact of the corona pandemic on our member, the BVALGI, we welcome the postponement." And Verdi spoke of a, quote, "compromise that had been reached after, quote, intensive constructive talks." In each of the 16 federal states, different collective agreements are in force in the public transport sector, all of which expired at the end of June. Since then, the Verdi Federal Association has been demanding that the regional collective agreement regulations be supplemented by a nationwide standard agreement. The Association of Local Employers strictly rejects this demand. In autumn, warning strikes in public transport were therefore held in numerous federal states, including Berlin. According to a recent survey by the Berlin Chamber of Industry and Commerce, or the IHK, of more than 1,000 companies from all sectors of the economy, almost every second restaurant in Berlin is threatened by insolvency. Moreover, just as many companies have this fear in the transport and warehouse sector. IHK President Beatrice Krom remarked, quote, "The longer the corona crisis lasts, the more difficult it is for entrepreneurs to maintain the optimism that they will be able to meet the challenge. The situation is better in the construction industry and the financial sector. Only a few of these companies surveyed had to take state aid. And while the companies have noted a decline in demand, business is continuing without interruption for the most part. Meanwhile, in the hospitality, creative, and travel industries, business has come to a virtual standstill due to the current partial lockdown." Krom is demanding, quote, "The federal government must ensure that the promised November aid now reaches the affected companies quickly. They've been waiting for more than 3 weeks just to be able to apply for the assistance. Politicians must also think about a comprehensive economic stimulus program." Unquote. Berlin police shut down a Neukölln production facility for donor meat after discovering considerable irregularities during an inspection. Officers said that, quote, "individual areas of the production showed disgusting conditions." A meat processing machine was shut down because safety devices were missing and operating materials leaked. The company was found during a commercial inspection with several authorities on Tuesday. During this inspection, the officials also closed down a barber shop because of several violations, including illegal employment, deficiencies in infection protection, and violation of the German Trade Regulation Act. A car drove into the gate of the Federal Chancellery yesterday morning, causing slight damage to both the vehicle and the gate. The 54-year-old driver was taken into police custody. The sides of the vehicle had inscriptions in white paint claiming, quote, "Stop the globalization policy," and, quote, "You damned murderers of children and old people." The police confirmed that the driver had committed an almost identical crime at the Berlin government headquarters in 2014. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.